And now, a star is born. On November 25th, 1971, the world welcomed little baby Christina Applegate. And that was the moment Mom and Dad became married with children. Is this thing on? Oh, well. Christina Applegate, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former New York City mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg is starting his Democratic Party presidential campaign by spending $30 million on advertising this week alone.
This country's being pulled apart. We need to pull it together and make sure that we help everybody across the country share in the great American dream.
That's Bloomberg on Instagram. His campaign plan is to basically ignore the earliest states and focus on Super Tuesday, March 3rd. Two big investment companies are hooking up.
The Charles Schwab Corporation is buying TD Ameritrade. It's an all-stock deal valued at $26 billion. In a joint release, the companies say together they share a passion for breaking down barriers for investors and advisors.
Fox's Jenny Casola in New York. Taylor Swift wins 6 American Music Awards, including Artist of the Year and Artist of the Decade.
Thank you to the fans.
The show on ABC, Taylor Swift now has 29 AMAs, breaking Michael Jackson's record. He had 24. America's listening to Fox News.
Not to you.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey. I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird.
Yeah, that turkey
can
suck.
What do you mean you cook the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cook the turkey.
Let's get some free weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
If you're going to be a holiday traveler this week, there is a problem. There's always one big storm, and there's a big one this week. So, check out my morning video, and I'll give you some insight on how air traffic could be affected. It doesn't matter where you're going. The storm doesn't even have to be at your destination. It's a ripple effect. For us, a little bit of fog along rivers and lakes, but otherwise, sunshine, a little warmer today. High temperature up to about 66. Not as cold tonight, low 42. Warmer day tomorrow, mid-70s. Mainly dry daytime. Showers and thunderstorms possible by late tomorrow night into Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Before ending, let's say later on Wednesday afternoon, showers and storms. So far, no severe weather outlook from the Storm Prediction Center, but we're watching it. Wednesday's high 74. Thanksgiving, good bit of sunshine. Nice day, 67. And another storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. Does it arrive after the game, or are there showers during the game? It's a question of timing, and we're still a few days out. Right now this morning, Alexander City, the cool spot at 31, Prattville 33. It's 37 at Maxwell and at Danley Field at 6:05.
Monday morning.
Thanksgiving coming up. Are you getting a say about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is time to celebrate family.
So, no, I'm not.
My family's bonkers.
My family's nuts. They're crazy.
But they're still family.
I understand. Family is everything.
I'm sorry, but not my family.
Well, then.
What are you thankful for?
My favorite show.
Okay.
It's showtime.
It's 7:05, not 6:05.
I think it's kind of traditional for us at this time of the year. Oh, for crying out loud, Boodles. One trip the other, and yeah. Then by pressing the start button, I actually knocked it off the air. It's the Les Nessman turkey drop from WKRP. Oh, yes. So I thought we'd spend a minute with that. Because really, you know what? There's a lot of people off
this week.
Not just Thursday and Friday or even Wednesday. This whole week. A lot of folks are off. I was just outside checking traffic. Which
it's dead, right?
It really is. So why
we've had the phone ring once.
But I sure bumped into a lot of our listeners over the week. Everywhere I went, Costco, food outlet, you name it. Passionate.
What's
love for our show?
Oh, I thought you went to a store called Passionate.
No.
I thought, oh, okay.
No, but I do have a secret to tell you guys during the traffic update here.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, listeners, I can't cut you in on this one.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident working at Ann Street and Madison Avenue. That is going to cause a little bit of a problem for folks coming in on the Atlanta Highway where it turns into Madison right there at Ann. That's going to be a slowdown for you as well as folks coming in off Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive to Atlanta Highway and on over to Madison into downtown. It'll take a few minutes to get through there and for them to clear that up, so please be patient. The Boulevard is getting busy. We have more cars on 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. I-65 and 85 are building this morning. Please use caution everywhere and keep it here for more traffic updates. When you're in an accident, you've got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
It is 8 after 7 o'clock. I have to do a special thank you this morning because it was 1 year ago today. Last year, Thanksgiving weekend was like this past weekend.
Yeah.
So it was on Sunday night, which is now Monday, the 25th, that I got the call from my daughter that her whole life had been turned upside down and inside out. And that was tough. I felt like a zombie for days, weeks. It just was such a gut punch. It's a year later. Things have completely turned around. And Goose is off to a great start. But today, and actually work it out this way, but today she's getting a ring that she picked off the Brian Jewelry website. Mm-hmm. And I know she loves it because she has been, when's it coming? It's coming today. That's just that kind of how it worked out, but it certainly is a symbol that things can change and get better.
That's ironic.
It really is. But I'm so glad she's getting something she is so excited to receive from Brian Jewelry. Yeah, and picked it out off the website because the website does a great job of highlighting their amazing collection of rings and necklaces and... By the way, inside the front doors of Brian Jewelry, the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases that offer great gifts. Absolutely a place to stop if you're out shopping Black Friday in the preferred community. And real jewelers on the premises. So if you see something that you need tweaked, oh, and by the way, free care and cleaning on your purchase for the lifetime you own it. They can create it for you, but I would do that sooner than later. At Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and shop online like my daughter did at BrianJewelry.com. And Lynn Bryan, thank you for everything you've done. Random facts
next. From the Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Haynesville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on an administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is November 25th, Shopping Reminder Day. It's the day to be reminded that Christmas is coming and to start shopping. Just in case you didn't get that in every store, every television ad, every radio ad, every newspaper ad, every billboard, every website, and on the side of every bus. Happy Shopping Reminder Day.
And now... That reminds me, would you get me a case of...
Random facts.
Coming right up.
Very nice.
Did you know the individual animal with the most human kills ever was a tiger from northern India? It adjusted its hunting strategy to kill people after a tooth injury left it unable to hunt normal prey. It was shot after an estimated 436 kills.
Whoa.
Well, that's a wonderful start to the Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I thought I'd kick it off, you know, my own usual way. Did you know the United States won the last ever Olympic gold for rugby in 1924?
But the Brits weren't happy about that.
Therefore, technically, they are still the reigning champions.
What do you mean? Oh, because they got rid of it?
Yeah, they didn't. They got rid of the rugby competition. Yeah,
they're always getting rid of and bringing back. Like baseball, I think, is coming back to the next Olympics.
I think so, yeah.
But it was gone for the last two. I don't know why they do that.
But they got some weird new ones, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't skateboarding one of them?
I may be in there, too. I'm not sure. They do bring, yeah, it used to be, they used to have painting. Painting was an Olympic sport.
You're kidding
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm training.
Did you know Norway leads the world in commercial whaling?
Norway?
Yeah. They hunt hundreds more than Japan per year, despite the much smaller population that they have. But they are the leaders in the world of commercial whaling.
I was looking for a whale sound effect, but all I have is wham, alphabetically.
Yeah.
Want some wham?
I'd rather not, thank you. I'm trying to quit.
Oh, you are on fire today there, sir.
Did you know that there was a fisherman in Florida hooked a swordfish once? It was a big swordfish. It dragged his boat for 20 miles. He fought for 8 hours with this swordfish before he could finally pull it in. It turned out to be the biggest swordfish ever caught in Florida waters.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
How big was it?
Large.
Okay. You know, I wrote my magazine column yesterday, and while it was on, Caddyshack was on, which is great. Yeah. I write better when there's something funny.
Right.
And those scenes with the boats and everything else, that was funny stuff. They shot that in South Florida, so I recognize a lot of what...
I can give you the I can give you the deets on this one. I'm trying to get the length of it. I can give you the poundage.
Is deets millennial for details?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It weighed 757 pounds.
That's a
good
that's
God.
That is not a big swordfish. That is an obese swordfish.
Oh no, he a fatty. <You're>
if it could talk.
He a plumper McPlumperson there. He's a big old.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He a big boy.
Wow.
That is a huge beast.
Yeah. All right, moving on into the random facts.
That worked with almost anything.
It does. It really does.
That's also what she said.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Sometimes.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
Did you know the sound quality of the album Back in Black by AC/DC is so good?
How good is it, Jay?
After its release, studios in Nashville would use it to check the acoustics of a room, and the band Motorhead would use it to tune their sound system with.
Well, that's pretty cool. That is really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did I ever mention that I used to work for Styx?
Styx!
Yeah? Were their albums ever used to tune anything?
No.
No?
No, they've been used as door jams and other things, but never...
door jams.
Remember the REO Speedwagon album title? You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Yeah. First spoken by Curly in the Three Stooges, 1934.
Now, Greg will know this random fact, just because I know he keeps up with these things, but Arnold Rothstein...
Gambler.
Yeah, he is considered...
Fixer of the World Series.
The most powerful of the Jewish gangsters, a.k.a. The Brain, was also his name.
Yep.
Strongly believed to have fixed the 1919 World Series.
Correct.
He was the first to import scotch during Prohibition, and he is believed to be the one who transformed disorganized crime into a business.
And which mobster class was the one that ultimately succeeded him after he was eventually gunned down? The guy who became the number one mobster in New York's mafia after Rothstein was dead. There were a couple of other shootings that had to occur. That would be Lucky Luciano.
Oh, okay.
Who cut a deal with the government during World War II to protect our docks in New York against sabotage because, you know, he had nicked the trunk down there with all the union members. And then when the war ended, they let him out, but they deported him back to Italy.
No. Am I wrong, and I may be, about this? Isn't he the one who, in The Godfather, said, "This is the business we've chosen"?
That's right.
Yeah, down in Havana, he said that to
Luciano.
To Michael.
Luciano was the guy that said, "We got to stop blowing each other's brains out here. We're going to organize as a family, and we're going to be accountable." He set up a system of government. Now, of course, there were those that stepped outside that, but he was the one that really made the mafia organized crime.
Yeah.
Arnold Rothstein has a... I don't know if you've seen this or not, Greg. It's a series, and it's actually really, really good on HBO. It's called Boardwalk Empire.
I have not seen it, but it sounds good.
Yes, it is.
Because he is portrayed in that. Rothstein is portrayed in that.
I did see an episode of that. One weekend, we got free HBO on our cable system.
And the guy who played Rothstein was Lee Strasberg in The Godfather. And What a great job.
Actually, Lee Strasberg, and I don't mean to be corrective here, played the Meyer Lansky character.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It said, I put in who played Rothstein in Godfather, and it came up with Lee Strasberg. So I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Hey, I went to food. We'll be back with part two.
Yeah, I got five more to go. So
okay, I brought each of you a sack
of what?
Goodies.
What is that?
Yes. Okay. Good. Goodies. He brought us some goodies
from Food Outlet.
Yeah. Good. Good. Goodies from Food Outlet.
Now, I saw Danny over there yesterday, and he gave me a Priester pecan pie.
She's hearing that crinkle. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The pecan pie. Yeah.
I accidentally left it at home.
Now that's okay as far as I'm concerned. The fat man said into the mic.
Just want to let you know that they got pecans, pecan treats, and the incredible Priester pecan pie, which is, it's about a foot across, and it weighs like more than you think, you know, it's so good.
You know that wonderful gift we get from the Dunkin's? I still have some of that canister downstairs.
Downstairs? Yeah. Oh, man.
So,
that's some old pecan.
I also picked up everything that I needed to get for our Thanksgiving dinner. And I know I paid a lot less than people who went to other places. I can tell you that for a fact. Oh, you want ribeyes tomorrow morning? I got those $6.95 a pound. And they're big.
What are you doing at your house? So you're doing, besides the turkey, the mashed potatoes, you're doing the green bean casserole?
Candied yams.
What else?
My friend Mary is bringing something, but off the top of my head, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Wow. But everything you need is there, including the turkeys. And if you know, the neat thing this year is that inflation, the cost of a complete Thanksgiving dinner, has actually 1 penny lower than it was a year ago. But it's lower than that at Food Outlet. Cost plus 10 throughout the store, plus the weekly specials. Three locations, Millbrook Highway 14, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and see Danny and the gang on Coliseum Boulevard and enjoy those incredible Priester products as part of your Thanksgiving dessert buffet. Part 2 of Random Facts next, 7:23.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We understand they're still working that accident at Ann and Madison. That could be causing a big backup on the Atlanta Highway and at Federal Drive into downtown. Use caution there. Don't forget, school zones are still in effect. We're seeing a lot of traffic in from Wetumpka on 231. Highway 31 is busy. Troy Highway, the Boulevard, extremely busy at this hour. School zones are in effect, and we do still have some fog out there, especially on I-65 southbound into Montgomery across the Alabama River. And if it is there, I suspect it is probably in other places as well this morning. So please drive carefully. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I need to issue a correction. I've always called it Priesters. Yesterday I heard somebody say Priesters, and I thought, well, maybe I had it
wrong. Maybe you've been saying it wrong, right? Yeah, I know.
And the only way we ever hear from our listeners is when we make a mistake,
right?
And about half the crowd is called to remind me of one basic tenet.
You are an idiot!
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
Why'd you tell me that, Rich?
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's
forget it.
It's five.
Random.
There's five. We have five to finish out our random facts. Did you know? Keanu Reeves was a successful ice hockey goalie. He earned the nickname The Wall. Obviously, nothing could get past him. He dreamed of playing hockey for Canada, but he had to give it up because of an injury.
Wow.
Joy. Yeah. Hmm?
What was it? What kind of injury?
What was the injury?
Crepitus?
I'm not sure.
Crepitus. You can get crepitus from playing hockey.
Yeah.
Trying to see here, but...
Goalie, that is a very hard job. I'll tell you, even a harder job is to call it on radio. Call that sport on radio. How do you do that?
To see the puck.
What the?
Hey, I'm not seeing what the injury is. This is a link to a video, and so I can't watch the video and figure out what all that is. But anyway. Did you know the HEPA filter? You guys familiar with the HEPA filter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was conceived during World War II. To guard soldiers and scientists, especially those working on the Manhattan Project, from radioactive particles.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's part of our vacuums.
It is, yeah. It's got a HEPA filter.
Yeah.
Did you know that one of Nelson Mandela's favorite songs was Dolly Parton's Jolene? After receiving permission from the prison guards, he would often play Dolly songs for fellow inmates during his imprisonment.
Now that's unusual.
Yeah.
I'm Nelson Mandela, and I'm going to play you some Dolly Parton.
She's got a very good Netflix series right now going on called Heartstrings, and it's all about, it's a 6-episode series, and it covers just songs that she's done.
Heartstrings?
Yeah. Okay. It's a nice little family thing.
Nice.
And it's really well done. Did you know? In Germany, Denmark, and Finland, amongst other places, your baby's name must indicate the gender. Has to. So if you wanted to name your brand new baby girl Gary, they wouldn't allow it.
Good. I'm sure the rage mob is busy over there tearing that apart, too.
They would refuse the name. And finally... The Nobel Prize, you know, we talked about in the timeline.
Yeah, this is his, this is the anniversary of.
Yeah. Now, the Nobel Prize in Economics is not a real Nobel Prize. It was established over 70 years after the death of Alfred Nobel. It is sponsored by a bank and is officially only in memory of Alfred Nobel.
Interesting.
That's why when they hand out the Nobel Prize and they... acknowledge the winner, they say, what's in your wallet?
This is the day that he patented dynamite
in your wallet?
In 1867.
See, that's
alive
in the TV.
I got it, yeah.
What's in your wallet? That's right. No, I know that.
Priesters.
You guys are getting porridge for breakfast tomorrow.
I'm not getting
it. So the Nobel Prize in Economics, not a real thing.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Not a real Nobel Prize, but I'm sure it's just as good to have, you know, on your resume of, I won the Nobel Prize in Economics, if you're looking for a job. Those are your random facts.
You want breakfast tomorrow?
No.
You don't want breakfast tomorrow?
You want 8 slices of bacon on your BLT? Because that's what I'll make. And I'll probably slice up that Priester pecan pie.
Sure.
It won't be easy for me, but I got to do
it. I thought you were going to have...
No. Remember last week I said no breakfast for the next 2 weeks, and you said, oh, but next week's a partial week anyway. And you said, yeah, you're right. But then he just texted me in the middle of the night and told me what he had, and I said, and it was a big deal, so I said, all right, I'll put it off.
So you only put it off for one day?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you put it off for longer than that.
No.
Well, 'tis a shame.
Don't worry, I will create... plots to destroy him.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. You know that. Hey, we had 2 winners in our Duncan and Son Predictathon, and Buddy Powell is one, and a nice lady.
Yeah, that's, you just had her name up.
Is the other.
There it is.
Yeah, Jenna Conway.
Jenna Conway.
They each win the works from Don Duncan. Hey, they are open today. If you're traveling, if you're departing tomorrow or Wednesday, get over there today. In just a few minutes, they can run a quick diagnostic check on your car, rotate the tires, change the oil, vacuum everything out so your car is nice and neat, and send you on your way with confidence that when you're hitting the road, they have checked everything possible to make sure there's no little time bombs in your vehicle that can go off like a tire with an embedded nail or worse. And it's a good feeling. Otherwise, you travel with doubt. Travel with confidence. Stop by one of Don Duncan's three locations. If you need tires, by the way, they got a big overstock on Kelly's and Goodyear's. You can get a great price on those and always quote a price that includes installation. In Millburg on Highway 14, behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Stop by. If you need a ride back to your office, just let them know. Order it up at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time. You know how many Priester pecan pies you can buy with $10? It's time for the pop quiz. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about an album that is so very good that, or at least the sound quality of the album is so good that Nashville Studios would use it to check the acoustics of a room, and Motorhead used it to tune their sound system. What album is it?
Oh, God.
Name it.
Name that album.
Dolly Parton's 9 to 5?
That is not it. It's not a country artist.
272-9228, if you were listening, that's a layup for you. 272-9228. Operators are standing by. Win $10 of free shopping at the food outlet. Nurse you at 732.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier this morning at Ann and Madison Avenue. We're hoping that that one is out of the way now, but please use caution in that area. If it's still backed up a little bit, that's the problem. Be patient. We're having more and more cars come out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. We're seeing some backup at the lights at Jasmine Hill, Rifle Range, and at the River Bridge. We are also seeing a lot of traffic. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. We have no other accidents to tell you about that other than that one that they are cleaning up at Ann and Madison. Drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated if anything pops up that you need to know about. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All right, we go to Don W. for the answer to our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Do you know what the name of the album is, the album and the artist?
Back to Black by AC/DC.
That's correct.
That's it. That's exactly the album.
And again, why did they use that to tune
the sound? Apparently, the sound quality is so good that they use that to tune.
Check the acoustics. Acoustics and studio monitor.
Yeah.
No idea. Amazing. Well, you've got $10 of shopping. Get yourself a couple of them Priester pecan.
What was the year on that album? 1980, I think.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It was 1980.
I think you're probably right.
Somewhere in that vicinity. Hang on there, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, let's give a big bang zoom to Ralphie Boy.
Hey guys.
Hi.
A little slow on the draw today, I guess.
You missed by one.
Hey, who's the reigning champ? Olympic reigning champ. Which country is the Olympic reigning champ?
Of rugby.
Rugby. Yeah.
The United States.
You are correct, sir.
You want any background on that? I'm a big rugby fan.
What year was that?
1924.
You are so right.
Wow.
Absolutely. Reigning rugby champs.
By the way, what is the goal of rugby? It seems like all they're trying to do is kill each other.
Oh.
Well, it's almost like, it's kind of like football.
Yeah.
Get across the goal line and score and win, like Rick said.
So they play it on a field that has, like, goals?
It's football, but it's less protection.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's football with the greater chance of injury. What a wonderful sport.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. More broken noses.
Wow.
Thank you for calling, Ralphie Boy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're in our end-of-the-week drawing.
7:35, and our end-of-the-week drawing will be Wednesday.
Oh, good point. And we have the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon on Wednesday.
That's right.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Attention travelers, if you're going anywhere on an airplane, doesn't matter where, tomorrow or Wednesday, there is a big storm system that will cause problems with the whole air traffic control system, if you follow me. It doesn't have to be the airport you're going to with the problems. Otherwise, sunshine a little warmer today. We're starting off very chilly. High today, 66. Tonight's low, 42. Tomorrow, a warmer day, mid-70s. Mainly dry during the daytime. Showers and thunderstorms begin, especially later on Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now, we're not outlooked for severe weather, but we will continue to watch it. Wednesday's high, 74. The showers end well before sunset, I think. And Thanksgiving, good bit of sun, nice day, high 67. Another storm over Iron Bowl weekend. Right now this morning, we have 37 degrees, mostly clear skies. A little bit of fog near the rivers and the lakes. And the time is 7:36.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rich, if you need a little support, they did a survey.
Our survey said
47% of people say they're giving up their diet for Thanksgiving.
Well, I will Thanksgiving Day, yes, and I did this last weekend, but I've got to...
I'm just saying.
I just got to... I guess got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. Look, I've been doing keto pretty, but I did... enjoy myself last night at the Friendsgiving party.
You have to. And this weekend I did too. But you can't throw away everything you did or I did this year. You know? You know, you can't throw it all away.
By the way, it was amazing. She is like a domestic goddess, Jay Quillen. You know, she...
I hate that I missed that event.
She carved that turkey like a... I mean, like, there was literally nothing but the carcass left. I can't do that. I've watched people do it. I've watched YouTube videos. And then when it's time for me to do it, so I'm having it done.
I didn't get an invite to that event. Would I have come if I did? Probably not. But I didn't get an invite to that event.
That's right.
Well, the word is kind of out there that you don't like anybody.
You don't go.
It's not a like anybody. You just don't like to go anywhere. Unless it's... out of town.
Especially and Sunday.
So don't be, you know, your invitations are going to dry because nobody wants to be rejected. Even if they know in advance, you're going to reject them. I know a little bit about this mental syndrome because I've had a lot of therapy. At 7:37, we have Fox Business, your local news, and then animal stories.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Charles Schwab is merging with TD Ameritrade. The all-stock deal is valued at $26 billion. The headquarters of the combined business will be in Westlake, Texas. Tiffany has been sold to LVMH, the parent company of Louis Vuitton. LVMH is paying $16.2 billion for Tiffany. Also, Novartis is buying cholesterol drug maker Medicines for nearly $10 billion. Investment strategist Michael Lee says these mergers are a sign of faith in the market.
This is one of your best bull market signs that corporate boardrooms think stocks out there are cheap and there are things to do.
Tesla's Cybertruck launch may have looked like a bust, but it's not deterring people from buying the new pickup. MarketWatch says the Cybertruck has picked up $20 million worth of pre-orders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. There's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save tens of thousands. For tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Hainville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Breaking news here.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I was just outside checking traffic, and it's a good thing I was, because 85 heading into downtown, 85 southbound, is slowing down significantly. Yeah, it's...
I can bring up a camera here. I'll go.
It's... not stop behind our building, but you can see that everything is slowing down behind something. Something has happened on 85, so you might want to avoid that. We now resume our regularly scheduled programming.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM at 744. Skipper will join us in the morning with the update on that. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal.
Nice,
man.
Nice.
Not too bad at all. All right, our top story on Animal Stories comes from the state of Florida. Residents of a neighborhood near Port St. Lucie, which is where the New York Mets have their spring training facility, said a car that drove in circles in reverse for the entirety of 1 hour only had a single occupant, a dog. Yes.
I saw this, yeah.
It's so weird. Police said the driver of the car in Port St. Lucie had gotten out and left the vehicle running. The dog then apparently knocked the vehicle into reverse. Neighbors said the car was moving for about an hour before police were able to stop it. Police were able to enter a code to open a door, stop the car, and rescue the dog. A witness said the car hit a mailbox, some garbage cans, and some bricks in front of a large home while the canine was behind the wheel. The dog was ticketed for reckless driving.
The dog was ticketed.
The dog will be dizzy for several years. But most people in Florida would say the dog's a better driver than most of the people. And our other animal story this morning is visible on my Facebook page. It's about Maggie. A Shih Tzu Chihuahua mix. She has a very big personality. Like every other well-cared-for dog, she's living life to the fullest. Listen to her having a good time. She's always happy, but one day it showed more than usual. See, what happened was when Maggie's owner woke up one morning, couldn't find his dentures. Well, Maggie had them on. And I've heard this from denture owners, you chew. They collect the scent of food. So you should never leave them where your dog can get them, especially large dogs, because they can bust them up, hurt themselves, and cost you God knows what, a new set of dentures. He thought maybe he had left them in the bathroom when they weren't there. He went searching downstairs and found Maggie under the living room table with a big, new, and very weird smile.
That's so funny. I wonder if the dog knew that that's how, you know, it has it just positioned right for a smile. You know what I mean?
I'll take a guess. I'm going to figure that maybe there was some denture cream or something still in those.
Clean.
The dog had no trouble getting them.
Now, that's a good point.
But they sure did stick.
Stick,
not sticks. All right, 7:47. Let's see what the slowdown's all about.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier and at Madison. Now, we're thinking that this one should be out of your way by now, but just in case they are still for some reason in cleanup mode, use caution at Ann and Madison. We have heavy traffic on Ann Madison into downtown on Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive. 231 out of Wetumpka. We're seeing backup at the lights at Jasmine Hill Rifle Range Road and the River Bridge. And now a new accident, Forest Avenue at I-80. Use caution in that area. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Busy on the boulevard. Busy everywhere this morning. Please use caution and be safe out there. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's too bad the dog going in circles. How should I search that on YouTube? Driving in reverse. Yeah, there it is. Dog driving in reverse. I want to put this on Facebook. It's funny. I mean,
look
I'm
at
glad
that.
Nobody,
oh, that's hilarious. The dog doing it. And the dog, the funniest part is the dog got ticketed. I love it.
You know that the way cars used to be when I was a little guy, I used to love to sit in the driver's seat and pretend.
Right.
But when the cars were off, the gears were not locked, and one day I pulled it from park into reverse, and the car started rolling down the driveway. I'm lucky I didn't get killed by my parents or by the car, because I stuck my leg out trying to stop it. That obviously wasn't going to work. And it just bounded into the middle of the street. Fortunately, no kids are playing. No cars are coming down. Yeah, when I think about that, I've been very lucky.
Remember that day that your dad put you on his lap and you were allowed to drive, on a deserted road somewhere?
Yes. My first, actually, I was like 14 and a half. We were in Minnesota. All right, son, you ready to take the wheel?
What, Dad?
I'll give you a driving lesson. We're out there. Hardly any traffic out here and stuff.
Yeah.
We had just come from the lumber yard. We were helping repair my grandma's boat dock, and we had all these 2x4s propped up in the back of our giant Plymouth Fury station wagon. It's like, hey, take your first flying lesson in a 747, you know?
Boy, you really do remember the details of that
day.
Well,
I'm going along fine. I'm staying in the lane. He says, okay, now apply the brakes. So they were power brakes. I had no feel for that.
Uh-huh.
So I hit the brakes, and my dad had about 4 2x4s come flying over the back seat and hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
He drove the rest of the way to grandma's house.
Right.
Well, it wasn't funny to me. And some of the words my father said were... Oh, my goodness to me.
I was just remembering, this is before my time, but before power steering and before power brakes, that was an interesting time.
Yeah, grandma's, I eventually used to drive her Mustang. She had a 68,
yeah.
I think, or 65. Huge engine, but no power steering, and it was like trying to turn a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Not through water, but through wet cement. It
yeah.
was tough. 750. Oh, there's the lady that
there's
beat
that
up
grandma
the guy.
That doesn't take any
wow.
crap out of anybody.
We'll play that again next hour.
Wow.
If you missed it earlier, pretty amazing. No Montgomery Paint and Body in Port St. Lucie, but if your dog takes your car for a joyride and bangs it up a little bit, you got MPB right here. The very best. Because from day one, they said, we're going to fix everything. We're going to do a thorough and complete job. We're not interested in skipping steps or shortchanging the customer, the insurance company, or, and most importantly, situations. They just didn't want to live with that on their conscience. They're not that kind of people. It goes to ethics, and that's important. And plus, they go the extra measure. So when you go to get your car, no matter what condition it arrived at MPB in, and you see it for the first time, that is a moment, because the last time you saw it, it was crumpled, accordioned up here and there, scratch marks, whatever. It comes back to you, and it is like right off the showroom floor. That's the goal with each and every car at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Remember the number, 27REC with a W. They hope, we hope you don't need to call them, but they will make your car good as new, maybe better when you need it.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him, because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man, and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Thanksgiving is just a couple of days away, and I thought it would be good if we did something educational on this show. And I went browsing and found this old school film that gives the history of Thanksgiving. So would you hit the lights, Jay?
Sure.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come in.
And here's Grandpa Johnny pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
All right, now that you've had the educational film, next hour we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Yeah, you
save just going to hang on to these.
Because I'm just so busy.
That's fine. Well, it's not necessarily the busyness. It's that it might get lost in the papers. That's all.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
No. Take care of it.
Also, I didn't know this. You can take a full turkey onto an airplane.
Live or dead?
I'm going to guess frozen. TSA put out a list for Thanksgiving, including food you can and can't carry.
Okay.
So if you're going to fly with leftovers, the basic rule to remember is any solid foods are okay. Anything liquidy has to go into the checked luggage. So under your shirts and shorts, stick your mashed potatoes, preferably in a container. Turkey is okay. You can't carry on gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, eggnog, or any sort of jam or jelly. Mashed potatoes are not considered a solid food, so all of that has to go into checked luggage. Fascists.
Wow.
I mean, really. And watch, over the weekend, we'll hear of all kinds of stories of people who were held and, you've got mashed potatoes in there.
Have you ever been in a, Atlanta Hartsfield or Charlotte or O'Hare? On that Wednesday?
Yeah, the last time, though, it was... everything was so screwed up by the time I got to O'Hare on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it was almost empty.
Really?
Yeah. I was supposed to get there at 1 in the afternoon. We got there around 11.
I've been wall-to-wall people, and then there's delay. You look at the screen, it's delay.
This storm this weekend looks like the Northeast is going to have a real mess.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're going. Your flight could be delayed.
Yeah, because the plane that's supposed to pick you up could be stuck somewhere else.
That's the point.
We are at 7:59. Let's get an update on. Just got an update. There's a lot going on. Then we'll have Fox News. Then we'll come back for the exciting 8 to 9 hour.
This is Montgomery.